Blog Talk Radio.
Satish Ram is dead, everyone. I would like
no,
to
I'm
say...
good now. Technical difficulties.
Oh, good. There's Satish Ram. Hello, everyone. We don't have
Hi.
Any music for you tonight, but we do have a lovely Monday Night Raw recap.
The lack of music scared me so much that I didn't know what to do.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Sing! Children, little bitty baby, got the little bitty baby in his hand, got the whole world in his hand.
Hey guys, I don't know what happened there, I'm sorry, something just cut in, technical difficulties, but let's just kind of continue with the podcast. So yeah, that Raw was great, wasn't it, Satish?
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, wasn't
that
Raw
great?
Good evening. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. We couldn't hear for a bit there, so we're sorry.
Yeah, I'm kind of freaked out. The static was kind of scary. But I think
yeah,
we're all right now.
No, I
so, yeah. No, Raw's opening segment was, well, I mean, most of Raw, I would say, A-quality, right?
Yes. No, it's funny because it could have been A+, but, and we keep on talking about this. I think they're getting better, and they know where they're getting better at. They're
they
really
are getting
hard.
Better.
But at the same time, though, it's... You know how people say it's like, oh, the 1% and then nothing trickles down? That's kind of how I feel about the current writing, where it's like the A-plus players, quote-unquote, are getting all the great, you know, the quality writing and everything, and then everyone else is just, like, kind of trying to get something.
Yeah, and I mean, it's funny because little things, you know, you come to appreciate. Like, we'll get to this later on, of course, but the Dolph Ziggler, Hugh Jackman
yeah.
thing. I
yeah.
thought that was fucking hilarious. I'm
that
sorry.
That was great. No.
But,
that was beautiful.
So there's a lot of stuff where you can look at it and say, you know what, they're improving, they're getting better with the humor, and then you turn around and you see that the pre-show is Hornswoggle and Torito.
What's funny about
in
the pre-show
a
VLC
match.
Yeah, we'll get to that later, but let's all remember that, shall we? But moving back to the main, okay, so the thing about Bray Cena that I'm liking is that they're just going all out with Bray, and I mean, up until the segment they had later with Cena, which was a bit disheartening, you really think that
okay.
Cena is
good
losing some
hope. Good that you
thought
that, too.
Well,
because
here's the thing. I'm okay with John Cena's humor. No, actually, I wasn't too furious because here's the thing. I'm okay with little doses of John Cena humor so long as they are actually him being powerful and strong. Like, you know what? I'm really going to try. Like, I'm really – because, again, that is who John Cena is. That is how
but
people should be.
But
like,
I'm really going to try. That was – I'm talking about the second segment, you know,
right.
when he come up.
Right.
Because it was so – I was so drawn into the story because
yeah.
Cena in the beginning, serious Cena,
right.
that was the Cena
right.
that I love. You know,
yeah.
that I was like, wow, that guy can do things, and I'm not pissed off. And I mean that honestly. Like, he
yeah,
entertains
yeah.
me that way. He had the grasp of the crowd, and it sounded so realistic. Just, why did you guys screw me over? I thought, you know,
the
you,
only
you,
thing, yeah, I know. But I know. I agree. I know what you're going to say because I agree with it all. Like, what?
And then
like,
it
you know,
sucked.
Here's
later
the thing.
On.
You know what I think happened later on? I think it's because they had already, because I'm going to assume that with all these segments on the TitanTron, they've all been previously filmed. They look great, but I assume that they're not live, right? Can we assume that? Or are they all live? The segments on the TitanTron, like, let's say, I know Bray's are all filmed, obviously, but Cena's...
I don't know. I think Cena's are kind of live.
Okay, well, I only bring it up because, well, clearly the writing happened, you know, before the Raw came on. So what I believe is they assume that there may have been, they assume, like, oh, no, more people will be chanting, "Let's go Cena," or something. Because he mentioned...
Yeah,
the
crowd was shit for this,
Cena
by the
sucks.
Way.
Well, they were actually it's really – they actually were shit, by the way. I wanted to argue with you, and then I went, wait a minute. They said no to Bray Wyatt's kids. They were like, no.
Yeah, there were no.
But then,
was like,
but
you
then,
idiots.
No. Those are great, by the way, because it's like he's using kids. I understand that. But then there were barely any Cena chants, which were really getting me going like, okay, at least chant for the guy that – Like we agree with you. We agreed with Bray Wyatt until his recent tactics. So do you enjoy John Cena? I vote for no one in this bout. Okay. What are you doing here, crowd? Yeah, Hershey's very bad. Hershey's bad.
It was pretty crappy.
Clearly.
But I just...
Yeah.
Dude, I bought into that opening segment. It was one of the best ones I'd seen over the scope of the last few years. I'm not going to say in a while, because recently I saw the Daniel Bryan stuff that was excellent, you know?
Yes,
but,
of course.
That was definitely an excellent segment. And then what made it better after was when Renee looked for John to give a comment, and he said nothing and walked away. And I was like, this is great. And
the second
he did his second thing, I immediately lost. I just remembered, within the scope of 2 hours, why I hate John Cena so much.
But you don't hate John Cena. You hate the way that they write him, because I feel like, again, because I assume it's them going, well, we got
to
make John look strong.
We're not allowed to hate John Cena the person, because every now and then, because they realize we hate him too much, they throw in those Make-A-Wish promos to remind us that John Cena does things.
I know.
And
I know.
And my reaction was
comedic.
I was like, did they realize that we hate him a lot right now?
Yeah, I teared
up. They were just you know what? You guys are hating John a lot. Let's talk about his 402nd, 403rd, and 404 wishes. Those numbers have no significance at all. It's like, you know,
it's like 1,078, Ross.
Yeah. It's like, hey, this is Raw 1,078.
It's cool.
That's
kind of cool,
yeah?
But
past 1,000. But why are we celebrating it? Because it's Raw 1,078. That's not special. And it's like, when they did the 400 thing, completely special.
Awesome
job. John Cena, 400 wishes, that's amazing. I respect you for that. That being said, it was so obvious that they were just like, I think you've been hating John a little bit too much.
Yes.
Here's a reminder not to hate John. Hate us, because we write him to be a terrible douchebag.
What I think, though, here's the thing, though. Okay, the only thing that I didn't like, I think the only thing that I really didn't like from, you know, them writing, I think, is, you know, they didn't try to cut out, which is why I think it might have been pre-filmed, because it's like, guys, scramble and cut out the fact that the crowd was really cheering him on, because they really weren't cheering for anyone. And the fact that, I assume maybe they're trying to write him because, okay, what's good is, Bray said it himself about a week or so ago, that, you know, John, you know, uses petty jokes, and John hides behind this and that, and honestly, if they play it right, which at least from Bray's side, if they play it right, this is a complete, John in denial, and we still have a SmackDown promo before, so hopefully Bray can say, you're in denial, John.
Oh,
you know.
My God, I hope it doesn't get worse, because
John Cena's not going to be on SmackDown. John Cena's not going to be on SmackDown. Don't worry. We're fine there.
That pissed me off
much.
Because it was just like,
I agree,
I'm going to get him a donkey. I'm going to get him a mule. Because there's reason for hope. I'm not scared. I'm John Cena. And it's like...
That's a lot better than Photoshop gags, though. Now seeing those two things compared.
But it's still bad. Don't justify it with, it's not as bad.
It could be worse.
Because that was complete horse manure. It's like, well, this is just human shit. It's still
donkey
shit.
Manure.
Donkey.
It's still donkey shit. No, but seriously, I see your point. It's like, I'm not saying that I want it, mind you, but I'm saying that, you know, it's, I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, I think
you know the only reason I like it, though?
What?
I will say this. After the opening segment,
right,
my reaction was, that's weird that this happened today. And Maddie, you know, fact checker, was out there, and she's like, why? I was like, well, usually that's the kind of segment you would see if John Cena's going to go over on the pay-per-view.
Right.
And that weirded me out, because at first I was confused. I was like, are they really giving Bray this thing, or is John going to go over? But
yeah, I'm nervous as well.
Stupid little stupid John thing. I'm kind of hoping that that counts as him looking strong, which means that maybe he's going to be losing in this cage match. Also, why was the cage out there to start Raw? That was weird.
Oh,
but,
well, you missed SmackDown this week. The cage was – Bray did his promo in the cage. So I assume that it was like, okay, he did his promo in the cage,
but
I
mean,
Cena does it as well.
That fits Bray.
I guess so. I mean, I think it was one of those things where it's like, you know, they both get their chance. They both get their shot.
I'll take that. That wasn't even a big thing for me.
But I know.
Because it was also Cena's thing. Yeah, Cena's
yeah.
thing with the whole, like, you know, I'm going to leave his message inside the cage and stuff like that, or if he gets out, the message is going to get out. That was A-plus shit. That was awesome.
Only,
like, I was like, John.
Only, Yeah. I'll say, that really does upset me. When you really sit down and you really, like, I sat down and I thought about it and I thought, two cages, right, in two different cities, no match. You know, people saw the cage dangling from it. I wonder what they're going to do this time. John Cena promo.
Well, maybe there's a dark match. You
that would
know.
Have been nice. That would have been nice.
Because like
there's
dark usually
match.
Something after. Like maybe like one of the guys in the Shield fights the. I don't know for sure because I know this could be going on right now and we ignore Backstage Pass because it's shit.
We used to not, by the way. Backstage Pass would be actually really cool.
But then it was
shit.
And
then out of nowhere it went to yeah.
But yeah, I mean with this.
But it's on the WWE Network.
I will accept that stupid little Cena moment if he loses on Sunday. I will accept it if he loses
100%.
On Sunday. If not, I am going to be breathing fire of anger. Because that means on two
consecutive
people. Oh, we
have a caller.
Go.
A caller
Take the caller. I'm angry.
Hello, caller.
Those Guys Podcast. We're here.
That sounds like Bray Wyatt.
That was pretty good.
But
I'm not
wait a minute. No, that laugh, that sounded like Daniel. You gave yourself up, Daniel. You gave yourself up.
No, actually, he sounds like Ray again. We're good. That was the laughter when he was holding the kid.
Yeah. Oh, God. That honestly, I have to say, segment, when you really examine it, it gets better and better and better. Like,
that's
he had a fun. Kid. He had the, and if you notice, that was the same kid that was behind Harper. Like, they were like, okay, little child, like, wait behind him. And then when they all
it
go
gets
out.
It better if you like
there.
Creepy. Because that definitely
yeah,
turned it up to 11 on the creepy scale.
Dude,
you know what's really funny? You could tell they were trying to compete with The Following tonight. It's the season finale tonight, in case you guys aren't aware. It was the season finale tonight at 9 o'clock. Speaking of, I'm so sorry. I know I'm going to let you talk, Daniel, but I just want to bring it out, put it out there. The Following season finale began at 9 o'clock. Who appeared at 9:01?
Very well.
Hugh Jackman?
Wait, oh, yeah,
yes.
I forgot. Mm-hmm.
No, but at 9:01 is what I'm saying. Were you busy watching The Following, Daniel? Because that's what I was thinking. I was like, everyone's going to tune out the second Hugh Jackman pops in, but everyone else was like, wait a minute, no, Hugh Jackman next. They're going to stay. And it's like, wow, you guys are really trying to fight that.
And that segment was fun.
It felt like a Halloween episode.
It was great. I wish they did a Halloween episode. I don't think they did one last year, correct?
No,
like an actual
Christmas. Oh, but speaking of Christmas, Damian Sandow in the last 6 months has not only been a jobber, he's also been Evil Santa and Magneto.
I don't know what they're trying to tell us.
You ever think about, like, what you do with your life? Just, like, how did I get here? How was
I
Evil Santa, a jobber, and Magneto?
All I can see is, like, Damien's future self being JTG, just coming back to the past. Just, Damien, we need you to hope again. Damien just looking, like, I don't want your future!
I love Damian Sandow for doing this shit because seriously, like that's, you know, accepting this crap.
Yeah.
But
I think that we'll talk about it later. But what I first say is, Danny, what was your favorite segment of the night or favorite match? What did you enjoy about tonight?
You have to ask. The first segment, it's eerily creepy, eerily awesome, and just like. Like, God dang it, Bray Wyatt, you made me fall in love again.
Definitely. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's just, you know, I think, I'm not saying that, you know, Bray should not lose, but if there is a slight chance that he loses, in no way does that make anything less than what it is, and I think that's what's great about
it.
Yes,
it does. No, it does. It does.
Actually,
everything
no,
goes to shit.
Doesn't.
None of this matters if Bray loses.
Dude, he brought a group of children who are basically Wyatts.
He lost to Cena in two consecutive pay-per-views.
And he put lamb masks on them.
What?
No, it was great, and it's going to be great if he wins. He needs to
I
win
know.
For this to
oh,
matter.
No. What I'm saying is, okay, it'll be great if he wins, but it won't be the end of the world if he loses. Think about it like this, though. Bray Wyatt wins. What are the kids going to say?
Yeah, screw John Cena.
No, they still believe in John Cena no matter what. Nothing that they do, unless Cena goes on live TV, you know what? Fuck the children. bah! And then like slaps, and then
that.
Slaps
he
the kid in the wheelchair, and then slaps the kid in the wheelchair in the face. Like, I think they're going to be like, we love John Cena no matter what, John, and they'll all cheer for him no matter what. So regardless,
that's
but
the point.
We're not gonna start.
That's why Bray needs to win, because losing here makes no difference to anything at all except for Wyatt.
I never argued that point. I agree with that point. What I'm saying, though, is that we will not – okay, Bray loses. All of us that believe in Bray aren't going to be like, damn, though, that John Cena guy. Like, he's a good guy, that guy. Damn,
yeah.
We should start rooting for him. Again, I'm not saying that Bray should lose.
What is Bray? We already felt this way about John Cena.
John Cena, look, I just don't care. I just want Bray to win.
I agree. You go, Danny.
He doesn't win, what's the, like, John Cena just rolls over him, and Bray goes on to the next thing. And what's Bray's next thing? What is Bray going to do?
No, and I agree. But, you know, again, I'm not saying that Bray should lose in any way. All of your points are correct. But what I want to say, though, is that it will not be the end of the world, because who's going to turn on Bray? The actual fans aren't going to turn on Bray.
Yeah, but see, people didn't want to turn on Sandow or Wade Barrett or anyone like that either, but it just happened.
That's WWE. No. But no one's turned on them. WWE has booked them into oblivion. There's a difference.
But that's the thing. If you have a guy who's been beaten by Cena on two consecutive pay-per-views,
where do you
book him from there to look anywhere near worthwhile?
Honestly, and this sounds really funny, you'd probably, and this sounds really bad, really, really bad, you'd probably would have to have, a Nikki Bella sacrifice with, Bray Wyatt in some robes. Like, I'm not going to lie, that's the only way
that
be, John
sounds awesome.
If John Cena wins this match and they still need to keep the pay-per-view, they need to keep the thing going, because it's like, no, we need Bray to lose twice and then win the third time in the triumphant trilogy of their trinity, of their fight. It's just like, all right, well, what are we going to do? It's going to be worse. Nikki is basically just in the middle of a cross. It's like, huh. Like, the second Bray has the knife, everyone's like, did they go a bit too far?
Yeah, please note the three college guys just said, yeah, satanic shit is cool.
On air,
Bray, to be recorded.
If Bray is doing it, no, but if Bray is doing it,
that's great. Satanic shit isn't cool, bro, but if that guy's doing it, I might like it. That makes it even worse.
Okay.
You just made him the Antichrist by virtue of your statement.
You know what I would like to say, though? Okay, here's the thing, by the way. This is my argument, which I was going to make later, and I hopefully, you know, you can also
the
weigh in on
the Antichrist.
No. Yes, but no. Okay, I really wanted Kane to hit Brie Bella, like chokeslammer. Why, Matt? Why would you want that to happen? Because he's a monster, so no one can jump in and say, but no one should be hitting a woman. It's like, but he's a monster. Like, that in no way makes kids think, that would even make kids and adults actually be like, yeah, you see, hitting women is not okay. He's a fucking monster. Right? So it was kind of silly where it's like, I'm going to drag her under the ring. It's like, that's actually really creepy. No, I have cards. Like, I have, you know, we have snacks. Like, that's not weird at all. I'm dragging a half-naked woman under the ring. That's, whoa, actually, maybe I should hit her. This is actually getting really creepy. You know?
I was on Twitter, the big rape monster is back.
Exactly. No, and it's not even, and what's sad is that it's not even, funny. It's just like, wow, this is really awkward. You should have just hit her, Kane.
Yeah. Fuck
you should have hit her
so much, because as soon as they hit his music and Daniel was staring at the aisle, I was like, he's coming from under the ring.
I thought it would be from behind the ring. I forgot about the whole sticking your hand through the ring. So when I saw him sticking his hand through.
I'm waiting. I'm like, as soon as the camera cuts, the hand, I was like, I knew it.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
And of course,
Nikki crawls closer to the ring. Because she calls back.
Paige. I love Paige, by the way. Paige is the smartest person out of all three of them in that ring, including the referee, who's the fourth. She was just like, getting the fuck out of here.
Paige is incredible, and my queen,
Do you guys know what the first thing I said when I saw Kane's coming out?
What?
Paige, get out of there.
I wasn't worried about Daniel Bryan. I wasn't worried about Brie. I was worried about Paige.
No,
in
like
my
Paige
head, it was just, I feel like Kane was going to come down and be like, hey, Paige. And Paige would be like, hey.
My first quote, when the music hit and the flames hit, I was like, Paige, make out with him. Sell your soul to the devil, Kane. Yeah, Paige, sell your soul to Kane. Like, do it.
That would be the craziest thing, where after he loses this match, he becomes, like, Paige's manager.
Yeah.
Paige wrestles her match in Kane lighting, like when he comes out and it's all dark and fiery.
Yeah.
And it would just be like wrestling Paige is like wrestling in the depths of hell.
Yes.
And then immediately she's put over more than any diva has been, except AJ in the last like four years.
I did love like Paige leaving the ring immediately though, because it had a feeling of like, I'm an opportunist.
That.
This is how I won my title. I get the hell out of here.
It was just, I'm not stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the greatest thing.
Like, because for some people it's like, oh no, they're like, you know, retreating. But in this one case, Paige's like, nope. I've seen enough monster movies to know, nope. Like, but so yeah, so that was your favorite segment, Daniel?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
those were my favorite segments.
So those two segments were your favorites.
Yes.
Because, you know, I would agree. I think that the Kane segment, while we knew it was coming, obviously, which, you know, because WWE is really not good at subtlety. Like, they showed the mask 70 times, which was, it was a cool transition, but it's one of those things where it's just like, you know, a Cage Sider said this. You know, Cage Side Seats, very awesome website. You know, definitely go on it, check them out. They're awesome. They have a lot of rumors and things like that for, you know, wrestling. What was said something, and he was, you know, he had a point where it was just like, if you don't show the mask, while it does seem a bit like it's like a twist out of nowhere, and I think it could be a twist out of nowhere in a bad way, but when he said, like, you know, if you show the mask too much, people see it coming. You know what I mean? Like in a way where it's like, all right, this wasn't really a shocker.
First time they showed the mask.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, obviously anyone could. And I think that's the issue where it's like, no, if you don't show the mask, or maybe what you could have done is at least, you know, Stephanie's like, no, the mask is in safekeeping. Then maybe you show that there's no mask. And it's like, oh.
I would have loved that or something where, like, let's say you had Steph and Trips talking backstage, and you can see the mask there, because before we used to see that, you know, that was the stage they used.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
and
yeah,
we do that three times during the night, and the third time the mask isn't there.
Maybe no one makes reference to it,
but we're like, dude, the mask isn't there, fuck.
Exactly. Maybe like, you know, like they're leaving, and all of a sudden Triple H looks at the glass case, and he's just like, ooh, and then walks away. Like, because I feel like in a weird way. Because in a weird way, I do feel like Stephanie isn't, like, I'm not saying that she isn't, because obviously she's a liar, but in the way she speaks and how she speaks and the words that she's using, I believe her. Like, it sucks having to, you know, be in an ambulance with, you know, the guy or the woman that you love, like, at really, and on a multiple occasions. Like, wow.
It was cool for a bit, but then backstage I died because she was just like, is Daniel not going to be able to compete on Sunday?
And I was like, screw you. Yeah,
I lost it because I thought that was beautiful. Because I was like, oh, there's the motivation again.
Exactly. But Daniel, well, thank you for having you on. Your insight into Bray Wyatt and wrestling is always great to see. And definitely keep on calling in every single week.
And check out my Bray Wyatt impression on YouTube.
On the YouTube. Well, then what's your YouTube channel?
Let's promote your channel right now. Is Danny Blackson ENT. Danny Blackson Entertainment.
All right, we're gonna start a business relationship. Every day you're gonna have to buy me lunch, and we'll support you on the podcast, because that's what we do here. We're very
every day.
Every
that
day
adds up to a lot of fucking money.
Don't tell him things. This is our business.
I know that adds up to money, dude.
You know what? Right now, I think cutting Daniel off would be best for business. Am I right, Matt?
Oh, come on! Don't cut me off.
I'm not saying I cut him off, but what I am saying is that he's not on the switchboard
anymore. I guess Daniel got disconnected? Wow, that's a shame.
Oh, so that's what it is. Yeah, no, it sucks. It's terrible.
Sorry about that, Danny. We've been having technical difficulties tonight.
Oh, yes, a lot of technical difficulties, sadly, but moving forward. So we've jumped around a bit, but I think
Kane's a monster, and he just keeps getting stronger, in fact. All his life, all he's wanted to do was fit in.
I think totally, all of that. Definitely. Completely.
Yeah. He's it's just a man with a candle to guide him, and I just, yeah.
So the Usos, I don't know if that was a real injury or not.
Cool, so we're going back in order now.
Yes, we're going back to order.
I don't know what the, I was very confused because the end of the match was awesome because I always love, like, a big splash finish. I love their move because I was always a sucker for splashes, like five-star frog splash, the frog splash from Eddie, you know.
And it made it okay for their win.
Yeah. Now, I was just kind of confused because I'm like, I don't know what they're doing here. Because admittedly, I thought Smaz finished so the two of them could fight on Extreme Rules on Sunday.
Yes.
And I was just kind of confused because I was like, what?
Jay was selling that very well, and that's what confused me. Because not that he's a bad actor.
He did, and I don't know if
he
was actually hurt, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because he's never had the chance to sell, so I don't know if he's, like, good at it and we don't know, or if he's just, yeah, I don't know what it is. There's, so, like, the, when he was actually, because, again, there are some people that are very good at selling. There are some people that are very good at just taking the hit and then forgetting that they have that injury, you know? But in his case, it was like, no, I feel like that was an actual injury. And we just it didn't hit us because it happened during the app, and if you don't, you're not watching.
Yeah, and see, I'll say why the reason I do think it might have been an actual injury.
Yes.
The ending of the match had nothing to do with him being injured or not.
Exactly.
Because they won.
Because he had to
win. And they don't need to look stronger because they've continuously won. So in my head, I'm just like, I guess he may have actually been hurt and he fought it off. And if he did,
which worries me,
dude. Awesome job, but please be careful.
No, it just worries me because it's like, I'm hoping it wouldn't be the Ryback, but that's the kind of thing that gets a title put off you.
Right, and you know what, but on the other side, if it was a sell job, also awesome job, dude.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm in the camp of not thinking it was a sell job, if only because it's like, okay, the same thing happened with Naomi and Oksana, where Naomi had to win. So even though she actually was like, you know, like, okay, you're going to be out of work for a bit here, she still had to win the match because they said
to her, so I wonder if that's something like
that,
you know.
Yeah, because I know you might think, you know, it's like, well, they always have to, you know, say what they say regardless. It's like, yes, but even if there's, like, injuries, like, I mean, if someone lost a leg, maybe it'd be like, all right, you can lose the match, or maybe we'd stop. Maybe.
Lost a leg.
Maybe. I'm assuming,
because someone
right?
could physically get their leg, like, shot off in the middle of a WWE match.
Hey, you know, just Mick Foley's ear. I would like to also mention that one of the referees almost lost a thumb setting up some of the ring ropes 2 weeks back prior to Raw. Yeah. So a leg isn't so far off.
So if you want to call in and discuss that, by the way, the number is 718-664-9468. That's 718-664-9468.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like,
roll
no one can dispute the leg thing. Yeah. But seriously, though, so it just, you know, it's insane because it made me think, like, okay, so could Reb Axel get the win over them and then they'll win it at the pay-per-view, which I forgot was this Sunday. So now thinking about it, it's like, all right, a one-week title reign would be really bad. But I was thinking, like, all right, so something's going to have to happen in this match, but it's, you know, that would, you know, maybe they get DQ'd or, you know, like, you know, they Reb Axel gets a bit too hard, you know, like, pushes them a bit too much when, you know, Jay is injured, because I was thinking, oh, well, if it's, you know, if it's fake, it's obviously going to work in their favor. But the fact that the Usos won no matter what, and they don't need to look super-duper strong because they've been booked that way anyway. I mean, especially against Ryback, Axel, it's like, what, you lose to Randy Orton and Batista for 2 weeks, and you have to make them look strong against Ryback, Axel? Like, those are the people you choose in your – that's your tag team division right now? Ugh. Like, right? Like, that's a little upsetting. They went from – it's great because remember this, Satish. About 5 months back, you and I was even thinking of writing an article about it on Cage Side, how we have so many tag teams and we have so much this and that and this and that. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, wow, we're actually losing tag teams now, at least to that division. Well, you know, the Shield and the Wyatts are still technically like a stable that can work as a tag team, but they're too high up to feud for the tag team titles. So we've lost them. Now we're losing the Rhodes brothers, apparently, if we can see with this little foreshadowing that they're going to have their feud.
Yeah, that was weird, but I assume that's what they're doing?
Yeah, so there's that. So it's like, wait a minute, so we're also losing the Rhodes brothers? So basically our tag teams are Los Matadores, the Usos, Ryb Axel.
Which pisses me off, by the way.
Wow.
Because, you know what? You ran the breakup with Cesaro and Swagger because it's better for Cesaro.
Yes.
Right now, Cody Rhodes is in this kind of limbo where he's talented and able to do things.
But they don't
my
care.
Opinion was that if yeah, that and if you were going to do the Goldust-Cody Rhodes breakup, you
yeah.
should have done it at WrestleMania because the
yeah.
story was hot then. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Now it's kind of flattened where everyone's like, oh, were they good? We forgot.
Yeah.
Because they were the top tag team for a while, and they were dominant, and they just relegated them to doing shit, and it pisses me off because now it would make sense, because of the state of the tag team division, to keep them together and keep them as
yeah.
an actual tag team, you know?
Yeah. It's
I mean, even if you turn them into heels to try and keep them interesting, where they started doing
yeah.
heelish stuff to
yeah.
face the Usos. But now we don't really have a real heel tag team to fight them.
No, and something else I would really like to mention is that I know we're jumping around, but you know what? If we're sticking with Cody, we really need to mention this. Cody lost again. I know my voice cracked, but it's kind of the anger. Cody lost
again.
And
for
that
no
makes freaking... me upset that only... Here's why that makes me upset. Because sometimes Goldust will lose, yes. But something in my head, maybe it's just a trigger, that I feel as if Cody has taken more pins than Goldust has in a while.
Yes. And Cody's the young one. Again, he's getting older because he's been around for a while now. It's kind of weird to realize that.
Yeah.
But
he's still the young one.
He still seems young. But he
yeah.
is the young one. Goldust knows what he's supposed to do here. And it's just weird because the booking is, I don't know.
You know,
I feel like it's
like
just
I,
shit because Cody deserves better. And even Goldust deserves better. Because
you know
he
what
put
I mean,
A-plus
yeah.
work.
Yes. And we've talked about this before, I believe, either on a speaker account or at least on the phone. We've talked
on
about how I
think. Speaker account.
Speaker,
it's not even
speaker
a speaker
account.
Anymore.
Just shut your face hole. So the thing is, I feel as if they look at Cody and they're like, yeah, Cody, the son of Dusty Rhodes. Like, I bet you half these people who are either writing or booking are friends of Dusty, like who knew Cody when he was in diapers. So it's like, yeah, Cody Rhodes, yeah, you know, the son. It's like, no, Cody Rhodes, the competitor who is at, and then like with Goldust, it's like, yeah, Goldust, that awesome, cool. It's like, stop. Look at the way you just described these two people, you know? I feel like that's a major thing because to them, it's like, yeah, Cody's still the young guy. It's like, wrong. He's getting older now. He needs to be in a position where he can actually get some freaking wins, where Goldust should be the brother who's like, damn, I'm losing, and I know I'm doing good in the ring, but I'm losing, I'm older. Like, it would have been as if, you know, the New Age Outlaws won the tag team titles or something.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Right? Like, yeah, right? But, hey, they
yeah,
were
I mean,
the other
hey,
tag
some of the old
team,
guys
though.
Some of the old guys can still work it, because RVD... How much
yeah.
did you like the Bad News Barrett thing?
Oh, it was
I can't
beautiful.
Wait to get to that.
Beautiful.
But
yeah, that's
so what
thing.
Happened
like,
after
yeah.
the... Go ahead.
Yeah, after... You know, no. After the... I was just going to say that, you know, even though you have guys who can work at RVD, still, it would be a bit upsetting if it's just like, an RVD just beat Daniel Bryan! You know, it's like...
God, that would be scary. I love you, RVD, but...
That's
but,
a scary thing.
I'll
but
get
anyway.
To my Wii jokes with RVD later on, too. But
Oh, my God. But, yeah, Sheamus versus Titus O'Neil.
Wait,
is this
no,
a rivalry
no, no.
of...
You missed the Adam Rose and Bo Dallas promos.
No, I was getting to those. They didn't happen
they
yet.
Were they were between the tag match and the Sheamus Titus thing.
I disagree.
I don't
Adam
disagree.
Adam Rose may have been. Adam Rose might have been, but I'm pretty sure Bo Dallas was after Sheamus.
Was it? I'm
ask
my
all I know, all I know, all I know is that you have to believe. I think the best thing in the world is telling our little group of friends about Bo Dallas and then having them laugh, and I'll be like, go to Satish and tell them that I told you. So tell them.
Hey,
talk
Maddie,
to Satish.
Before, real quick, Maddie, the Kofi thing also came after. So Kofi and Bo were after Sheamus Titus? I think
you
they
should
were.
Call in
right.
at 718-664-9468. She
yeah,
won't.
They were.
She
okay,
should.
Great.
Haha.
So, the bowl thing was after, and Adam Rose was before.
Oh, fair enough. That's what
so
I
So, yet again, we're both wrong and right at the same fucking
no,
time.
No, I didn't argue Adam Rose, or if I, actually, I just did, sorry. I'm pretty sure I did. But maybe, did I, Maddie, did I argue Adam Rose? She's our fact checker. Maddie, did I?
She says, fuck you, Matt. Oh, no, I said that. I'm sorry. My bad. No,
She's
but
no
yes, Adam Rose.
For our first
week.
Time viewers, for our first time viewers, I would like to mention
viewers.
That Maddie, that yes,
listeners.
Actually, no. Technically, we have the picture of Raw.
I'm just watching
the viewers.
Freaking. Did you put a slideshow or did you just put the picture of Raw?
Just a picture of Raw, but they're watching Raw. recap.
Doesn't even fucking count.
They're watching.
That doesn't fucking count.
I would like to mention that.
All right, Matt.
I'm going to
take you to a movie and just throw a picture of Hugh Jackman on the wall. Be like, yeah, Matt, you're viewing this right now, aren't you? You are viewing.
That would be the best movie in the world. Just Hugh Jackman just standing there.
Hugh Jackman's the Wolverine.
Jackman is the Wolverine in this still picture.
But Adam Rose, next week, bro.
Yeah. But I was going to say that Maddie has a tendency to curse out Satish, but doesn't use pronouns. So Satish tries to confuse us by thinking that she hates me. I don't know.
A wonderful running joke. I'll just be yelling at Maddie, be like, Maddie, you and your wonderful voice, you should call in. She'll be like, fuck you. And I'll be like, man, don't be that mean to Matt. Matt didn't do anything.
I tried myself to sleep sometimes. I didn't know. Thankfully, he told me, he got me in on the joke. I was like, oh, thank you. Like, I was really worried that this woman who I've never met really disliked me.
And she doesn't even want to call in for you, man.
I don't understand it. But either way, Sheamus versus Titus, right? Some would ask, is it the rivalry, like, of this week? I would disagree. Is it the rivalry of this month? Still disagree. The year? Still disagree. The century! I think I believe that.
That was a no-holds-barred match.
I don't know. Why should we care? But
we shouldn't. And you know who cares the least? WWE. Because they can give two shits about Titus O'Neil. And I feel so bad for him because as soon as he did the beatdown, my reaction was just, it's going to be really funny if he loses here. As I finished that, bro, kick out of nowhere. And I was like, guys, no.
It's funny because
what is Sheamus even going to do on Sunday?
No, what I feel is that WWE needs to speak to its fans and not just assume that they know what we want, because if the WWE talked to its fans, we'd still have a very prominent Xavier Woods, you know, I mean, maybe even a titleship run, or at least a fight for the title with Xavier, a title being like, you know, Intercontinental, U.S., with Xavier Woods. We would have a lot of other superstars, like, let's say, Damian Sandow. Granted, love the segment tonight, but Damian Sandow. You know, there would be a couple of people who I think the fans really would have said, you know, oh, I like that guy. Or if the kids are like, oh, I don't like that guy, it's like, well, they're not supposed to like that guy. That's Sandow. Good. Keep that going. I just don't think that they really speak to their – they think that they know. They're like, oh, yeah, no, the fans really don't like, you know, this Titus guy. And it's like, but wait, they're not supposed to. Like, I'm not saying that Titus needs to be anything bigger than what he is right now. But what I'm saying is that where he is right now, it's just like, you know, and where Sheamus is, you know, I've made the argument that I think that Sheamus is being lost in the shuffle. I think you can see it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
here's the thing, too.
Yeah.
Sheamus didn't need that at all, right?
No.
Titus, on the other hand, you could very easily just do something where it's like, hey, he was a primetime player. He really likes money, right? Why? Let's hire him to be our personal muscle for anybody. For literally anybody, even Evolution, where they just had Titus come in and wreck stuff for fun.
Yeah.
Because he looks like a huge dominating man. He doesn't have to do much match work if you have him do the bodyguard stuff. He can just do, like, one big slam, and that's it. It's like, roar, Titus O'Neil.
Oh, yeah.
Crush.
You know what would have been, you know what would have been great, I think? I think the best thing in the world is Titus dressed up in his suit, you know, with Evolution. Aura, aura, aura. Triple H's like, all right, settle down. You sound like an ass. And just continues on with this promo. Like, just, like, basically, like, you're my muscle, but please don't understick. Please don't think you're anything more. Shut up.
Right.
Because,
like, see,
because that thing gets very annoying.
That gives Titus something. You know what I mean? Because right now, what is he going to do next week? What is he doing at the card? I don't even know what Sheamus is doing on the card. And Sheamus doesn't actually suck. But the problem is, you book him like this, right? Is it any wonder why people think he's boring?
Yeah. I mean, hell,
I'm
on the boring train. I mean, I'm not saying that he can't, like, you know, wow you with a promo, but I'm still on the boring train where, like, I don't think that – because here's the thing. It's kind of funny. Before tonight, I don't believe he needs to be in, like, the – well, obviously he doesn't need to be Daniel Bryan, obviously. But in that picture where it's, like, WWE World, he doesn't need to be in that picture, I felt. Until tonight when I really thought, you know, like, he, even if he doesn't need to be in the title picture for the main title, he shouldn't be doing this. Right. Really? This? You know, I mean, heck, turn him heel. Hopefully they realize that they're running out of really strong people to beat down Daniel Bryan at pay-per-views. Maybe they turn him heel and just have him be, you know, one of these guys, which is like, you know, it's like, I'm fighting for the title, and, you know, it's like, I haven't gotten a shot, and they put me against Titus O'Neil of all people, you know, and he has that turn, hopefully. Because, you know, because the rumors said that they wanted to turn him, but they never got the chance to. And
that was good.
Yeah.
I just,
yeah.
I don't know. We spent so much time talking about random shit tonight, you realize. It's already like 12:10.
Oh, yeah. No, I realize. But let's get to the best part, one of the best parts of the night. Hugh Jackman segment.
Adam Rose.
Oh, by the way, Bo Dallas video was great. Bo Dallas video was great. All right. Bo Dallas. Adam Rose was normal. That was the same video we've seen. Maybe a bit of a remix.
Oh, no,
no.
I was just happy because he's debuting next week.
Right. Yes, of course.
That's kind of cool. I mean, we're going
to
see him.
Well, hey, the Exotic Express has been seen around the area.
Raw.
Yeah,
yeah,
around Raw.
If you've heard.
Yes, which is freaking hilarious.
The Exotic Express has been seen following Raw. Apparently,
yeah.
He's just been partying too hard to debut, but, you know, he'll get there.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they put that in there. Because when they really try to have fun, they have fun, I think. But
and segment that you mentioned definitely
speaks
to that, right?
Because the Hugh Jackman segment, you see, for some people, they might think, you know, oh, well, that was really embarrassing for Sandow. Honestly, not as embarrassing as many of his wins, especially when he, you know, was actually trying to be Magneto and, you know, it's like, no, it's like, I am Magneto. And it's like, oh, God. Like, that was one of the best. As a comic book nerd, I really enjoyed that. I think it was great. I think it was great when it's just the fact that they did the power of magnetism thing. And I think it really is just definitely a props to Hugh Jackman for really going along with that and being such a good sport about it, where it's just like, you know, he's sitting there, just like, power of magnetism, whoa! His face was just priceless. Just Hugh Jackman just, whoa, there's a
mm-hmm.
problem here. You know, like, I am actually being magnetized. But I'm really worried about Dolph because he mentioned Zack Ryder, so I don't know if that'll, like, get him fired or something. His career isn't doing so well now anyway, so I'm really worried about what happened.
You know
happening.
What it was? What got me, I think, that would have made him get in trouble?
What?
The shot at Jack Swagger.
What shot did he take? Sorry, I didn't notice. Somehow.
When he was discussing the punch with Hugh Jackman, he
yeah.
said, Jack Swagger's kicked me harder than that. Don't worry. Remember, Jack Swagger's given him one of his concussions.
See, here's the thing, though. WWE should let that slide for only one reason. It sounds like a normal, I actually forgot about the concussions. Because in my head, it's like, well, yeah, they have matches all the time.
But how could you forget about Jack
yeah.
Swagger and his concussions? And
oh, no, I thought you were going to ask how I forgot about a concussion, like, you idiot, you get hit in the head. I thought you were going for that.
But what Dolph was doing was just taking Bo's advice. Nobody ever got rich in the passenger seat.
You have to take the wheel.
Right.
You just
That's
have
what
to
he
believe.
Was doing.
He's going
to...
Yeah, well, honestly, with the way Dolph drives, he's going to crash really fast. Like, Dolph, stop talking about people that you shouldn't be talking about. I'm sure that did not get cleared by management. Now that you've mentioned it to me, it's like, that didn't
get
cleared.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to get killed for that. But in his head, right, what else can they do? We're not going to put you on TV this week. So basically your punishment is your normal booking for me? Great!
I
can say more shit.
Honestly, I have to say, yeah, I think there's nothing that they can do to him other than fire him. And honestly, if he said something about maybe Triple H, like, that would be like, whoa. But it's Jack Swagger. And
they're
he's
not
getting
fire him. They're just going to not
he's
put
getting,
him on TV.
Exactly. Even then, it's like, think about it. What's Jack really doing? He's fighting Cesaro, where he's going to, I mean, he's losing against, he's not, like, in no way is it like, Jack Swagger, the next Intercontinental Champion. Like, no. So we don't have to worry about that. I mean, maybe a bit, but nothing. Like, you're going to be on Superstars, your point being, you know?
I'm wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. But I have to say, this is the greatest thing ever, and damn all who disagree. That's how I feel about that segment. Also, I'm very happy that Heyman is not mentioning the streak anymore. I think it's nice because a lot of people on Cage Side were believing, and I agree, that it did not help Cesaro's case at all. Like, you know,
But wasn't it fucking hilarious what he did?
Oh, yeah, Mike. I was like, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. Just like, Mike Client. You know, I was like, ah, look at you.
Yeah, I was just like, I'll break character. Mike, huh? Mike who? Mike Client, Brock Einstein. That was brilliant.
Oh, yeah. It was. No, he's great at what he does. And I'm a big fan of his. You know, we've talked about
this. No, I just crowd booed him still. And it's like, you should still hate him. No, I agree with the logic that he shouldn't keep mentioning it because, you know, it takes away from Cesaro, who his focus should be on.
Yes.
But, my God, it's fun. Like, tonight's was funny. So I let
it slide. And I hope he does take that advice where it's like, because honestly, Cesaro was given such a win at WrestleMania that is what you could be talking about forever and no one would complain. It's like, you can't even boo him. You can't even boo Cesaro for winning that because there were no heel tactics. It was complete strength.
And he freaking lifted the Big Show over the freaking ropes.
Exactly. You can tell the crowd couldn't boo. They didn't want to cheer because it was Paul Heyman, but they didn't boo. And it was like, damn. Like, what can we do here? So, yeah, I'm definitely happy that that's happening. I'm happy that, you know, Cesaro versus Swagger, I was upset about the match happening again, but then, you know, obviously their finish was like, oh, well, okay, if you're going to do that, then, I mean, you know, we obviously haven't seen Paul Heyman or Zeb Coulter fight, you know, in a very long time. I mean, obviously they've fought before, but, you know, as different people. Not really Paul, but mostly Zeb, you know.
There was some stuff going on. I want to confirm, you know, because I guess we are trying to wrap it up, but, like, you know.
Well, we're getting a bit, we're going a bit faster. We're speeding things up, going around.
Are we seeing Cesaro, Swagger, RVD as a match?
I'm pretty sure that we are. I'm pretty sure that we are going to.
And Cesaro goes over both of them.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's what I've heard that's going to happen. Because
that's interesting.
Obviously, yes. I think it would be a great match because, you know, Swagger can just, you know, I mean, think about it. What's the worst thing that can happen, right? Like, Swagger, you know, punts RVD in the head, completely botching it, right? RVD doesn't feel it.
Yeah, and before we leave RVD for the night, I need to make two things clear. I thought when he was talking to Zeb Coulter that he was high. And
he
secondly,
was. That's what I love about him. Like, I
swear he might have been high. And I'm not even trying to make fun of people who smoke weed, because I've said this before.
No issues if you smoke weed. That's the thing. I don't smoke weed, but I want to go to Ohio and smoke weed with Rob Van Dam.
No,
I just, go to
his entire thing was like,
I don't
know, bro, but I have a mind of my own, bro. So I'm going to be RVD. You have a nice day.
He even has that voice where it's like, you clearly have smoked all your life, but you haven't smoked cigarettes, Rob.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I'm Rob Van Dam.
And for the record, if anyone is, I'm trying to understand how he made that frog splash across the ring, weed will make you high. Literally.
Yeah, no. It's like Red Bull giving you wings. Like, makes you high.
Weed will make you high. Because he made that frog splash. Rob, you still got it. Although Bad News Barrett may have it more because that promo was A+.
You know who doesn't have it, though? WWE sensitivity training people. Whoever trains WWE for sensitivity, like, guys, here are
I'm
the
not
words
talking about Hornswoggle and Torito.
We're not. Really? Because you mentioned it. You mentioned the WLC match before.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fair enough. We shouldn't. Here's the issue. It's like, it's the pre-show, so most people think, oh, it doesn't matter, it's not on the card. It's like, yes, but back in the day, right? Back in the day, pre-show doesn't matter. Now, that should be what you want to use on YouTube to get people into buying your network or into buying your whatevers and immediately being like, I got to order this. This is not going to make people want to see other matches on the card, which is an issue now in today's
world.
But
also, worries me as a WLC match, are they going to be using weapons? Like, is this going to be an actual TLC?
Actually, I think that would make it a lot better. They would concern me. It would actually make me really upset if, like, the entire ladder
was
smaller.
Be a thing?
If the ladder was smaller, I'm going to be very angry.
But that's what I assume it's going to be. Where, like, it's going to be a WLC, and they're going to go under the ring, and they're going to have, like, the baby step stool ladders.
It's like, wow.
Look at the children fighting, and it's like, please don't do
this. The only thing that I'll like about it is that El Torito will do a lot of cool segments, I think.
I hope they give him the freedom to. But I don't even
want
to bother talking about that.
But moving forward, I would like
what
to mention one
have
thing.
Have we missed anything?
We're actually almost close to completing the whole thing. One little thing, jumping back to the Kane-Brie-Daniel segment. When Brie was at the turnbuckle and she was trying to grab onto it and Kane was pulling her, the way he pulled her and she was turned around, I was like, I sat there and I really thought, sharpshooter? rethink that segment and you'll see it. You'll see it, I swear.
No,
I mean,
now
okay.
I just want a shirt. That's just your face, and it's like, sharpshooter, question mark? Like, in the worst situations, though. Just like, look, she's freaking bleeding out. What do we do? I've got it. Sharpshooter? Have
Matt
that inserted into random, horrible things. Daniel can't. His neck, it's in a brace. He can barely move. What are we going to do, Doc? Sharpshooter? Sharpshooter?
You and me at a party, we're just chilling out, some girl collapses. Don't you know, ding! What do we do? Sharpshooter?
Stop. Because you're going to get drunk at the next time we hang out at a party. Someone's going to pass out. I'm like, shit, what do we do, man? And you're going to be like, sharpshooter? I'm going to deck you in the face.
No one will get the joke, and I'll say, guys, you could watch the podcast to get it. And they will all slowly
watch
turn back
the
around.
Podcast.
Yeah, man.
You're RBD. It's like,
dude,
man, watch the music. It just does
like,
things.
I don't think you understand.
The music doesn't do anything visually. Oh, my
you're
computer.
Talking
Rob,
to
you're
M-C-M.
Man crush
and on
man.
That note, what Matthew Christopher Marrero, but yes, also Man Crush Monday.
You're my Man Crush Monday.
You too, man. Actually, sad, it's Tuesday now.
Oh, fuck everything.
But
fine, I'll just go back to worshiping Paige. Obligatory Paige, my queen.
Oh,
wonderful job tonight.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
Hope you beat
of course.
Tamina.
Yeah, I was extremely nervous only because Stephanie really got me thinking, like, oh, yeah, this is what I thought they were going to do. They were going to put the title on Paige because on Paige. Ah, take the title off Paige. Throw it onto
the
Bella.
They're keeping it on Paige because she is incredible.
I wonder if Daniel Bryan was looking into the ring, seeing Paige's talent, and thinking, did I make the right choice?
Honestly, if I was Daniel Bryan,
mm-hmm.
I would be, but he did pick the better twin.
Yes. No, as a human being, I think he picked the better twin.
Yeah.
And hell, maybe,
Welch,
hell, maybe as a human...
if you need proof of
actually,
that. Because
yes.
When they go shopping.
Yeah. No,
did
speaking of...
Did make a Total Divas reference? Yes, he did.
And it's understandable because last night, Matt Marrero, along with Ashley Colpan, my lovely lady love, we were talking about Total Divas.
Shut up.
Hey, we were talking about Total Divas, the current episode as well as some of the... you know, the past few that have happened because, you know, we're basically in the middle of season two and we thought, well, make an episode about it. And it's very interesting. But yes, I do believe that he chose the better twin as a human being as well as maybe even compared to Paige because we don't know her as a person. But if you were thinking out of actual, like, you know, wrestling talent, Daniel Bryan stands there. Did I choose the right one? What can you say, right? The final segment of the night, I did enjoy it. The match was okay. It was in a bad
Woo! Way.
Yeah, that's what I... JBL, what are you doing? Just JBL's woos like, woo, Michael, woo!
Oh, also, I told my friends during the thing, I thought they kept Flair's mic on, and he was
Me
just doing his
Me
way
too.
Out of the arena.
Me too! And then I saw Flair wasn't moving. And then Flair wasn't moving his lips. And I thought,
yeah,
damn it, JBL.
Not talking. And I could just imagine the face that Cole is giving him. Cole's
like, I hate you.
Shit. He's just like, on commentary. It's like, I'm going to punch you.
That was great. I would like to say that
Flair's
endorsement was nice. Flair's endorsement
the
was nice.
The Shield.
But here's the thing. It's understandable, though. What I think is worse, actually, is that he didn't say why he supported them because he could have easily said, I support these guys because, you know, it's like these guys are us. And if you don't support them, then you're basically trying to bury new talent. Like, so he didn't do that. It was a big issue because when he left, it's like, oh, he went against Evolution. It's like, but he supported them, too. He even said, I liked it when we all used to hang out. That was awesome. Not really pointing at Randy Orton, though, which is kind of funny. You didn't look at Randy.
You know what I did like about that?
What? Also, by the way, Randy's faces throughout that entire segment, if you rewatch it, were gold. I fucking loved it. But when Flair was talking, it felt really real. Like, it just felt like he just, when he was smiling at Triple H, he was just like, yeah, you were always enjoying a steak on Saturday nights, but that's all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. Yeah. And Batista's like, I miss Dave. I miss when he used to come out on Saturdays, man. I was just like, wow.
No, because it was funny in a way.
Smiley when Flair came out. Like, so I assume that it's just
a
big camaraderie.
Yeah. No. Like, I truly believe that, you know, when they took their, you know, the pictures of the videos of them when they were all partying, it was literally just, all right, guys, let's take the camera off, keep the party rolling. You know, like, just keep on. Like, I do believe that, you know, it could be like Flair, Orton, and Batista were like, yeah, let's just all party. And Triple H, being the married guy, was like, yeah, I'm a party till a certain time. You know, but I gotta go home tonight, hanging out with the missus. It's just like, oh,
yeah.
Like, I feel like that's their, like, that was their thing, you know.
It was nice. I mean, but hell, their Titantron was almost weird enough where, like, if you put it to a theme like Full House or something, it might actually fit if you really worked on it. I don't know if anyone wants to get on that, but
yeah, I don't know if you've seen that. But so I
know it could already exist on YouTube.
It could. We don't even know. So we're wrapping this up. Just like to say, you know, thank you guys for listening. I, you know, I love having you guys, you know, just having a fan base, regardless of how many person it is. I really enjoy our fan base. You know, I mean, just thank you guys for listening. You know, if you want
to. Yeah, I mean, I don't emote as much as Matt does on that front. But it's kind of cool just to think that there are people out there listening and thinking, hey, you guys don't suck. Keep it up. And it's just
definitely
nice pat on the back. So, and again, you know, we have a Facebook page.
Oh,
if you can find us, those guys. You can email us, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com.
Yes.
And
also,
we'd love to – go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, just remember, you're searching those guys. You want to just put it straight into the URL, that's fine, those guys on the radio. There's a difference I've noticed, you know. Our profile picture is currently Goku, and we actually are – we will be supporting – Extreme Rules.
We will be changing that soon, I think, by the way.
We should be,
I got a lot of feedback from some people who basically just said, hey, your flagship thing is wrestling. Why is Goku your icon?
And well, because it's a very tiny Goku where the banner is usually wrestling, if not maybe comics, depending on the week. We've changed it. We're actually going to make it Extreme Rules by the time Friday hits around.
It's a good thing they crossed over with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. But seriously, but we will be supporting Extreme Rules via banner by the time, by our profile cover by the time the week is out. But what I would like to say is tomorrow, definitely tune in at 6 p.m. We will be doing a following podcast. It will be me and guest host Anthony San Andres talking about the following season finale, which, as I mentioned before, happened tonight at 9 p.m.
Yeah, apparently that's a TV show.
It's a very good show.
I watched
You need
sports.
To watch it. You need to
sports.
Watch it. I know you do, but you need to because it's been, so yeah, we'll be doing that tomorrow.
Let's go Barry Bonds. Yeah.
Yes. We will definitely be doing that tomorrow at 6 p.m. And this
Muhammad
next
Ali.
One is yes.
Downhill Frazier.
Yeah.
Cole Lawler.
Yeah. I thought you weren't talking about Hornswoggle and Purito.
What's Hornswoggle?
On that note,
I was talking
you,
about Frazier.
Thank you guys for listening to Those Guys. I am your host, Matt Marrero, along with
Fuck
my other host, Satish Ram. Satish Ram. Play us out, Satish Ram. Mako.
I'm not playing us out.
Mako.
No, I'm not playing us out.
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You told me no music tonight. You said you don't want me to. You took me away out of my role.
No. Woo. Yes. No. Woo. Woo. Woo.
You banned me from music tonight.
I didn't ban you from music. Well, you know what? Then I'm unbanning you. You've been unbanned.
How can you unban me from music?
I don't know.
You can't do that. I mean, I just this is. What do I even have? What do I have?
Are we ending the show now? It's 12:29. Are we ending it? Are we going into
That's
the archived?
Fair.
Are we going into the archived time slot? Are we doing? What about our special guests? Like no one and someone else.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I don't even know what I have. You know what? I don't know.
I think these brownies are getting me a bit off, man. I think these brownies are just. I was having RVD like gave me some brownies, and I don't know what's going on, man.
That's you know what? Fine. I'm just going with this.
In the 1980s, a group of impressionable young men watched way too much television. Today, they survive as defenders of that forgotten era. If something or someone from the 80s is in jeopardy, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the Chain Gang.
This is terrible. With the 80s held hostage, I'm history. My only hope is to find the Chain Gang.
The Chain Gang? I hear they're terrific. Will there be anything else, sir?
Not unless you can help me find the Chain Gang.
You're in luck. Because you just found them.
Oh, you done did it now. Chaos, you should have put this one in the vault, man. They not ready. They don't know what's coming, man. Oh, we gotta drop this on them right here. Y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all ain't ready for none of that. Your boy's a bad man. And when you're invading the streets, make them clap around for sure. They be dropping the heat. Shock the world, now I'm standing alone. I flip fools like them clamshell cellular phones. You can't help but nod your head to the track. Fuck the water down rap, we be taking it back. Give it to me straight, ain't no chasing it. Check yourself in the mirror, ain't no facing it. Cause you playing the role and you planning to fold. It's the master plan, we got the planet on hold. We all over the streets like your favorite sneaker. Breaking up your sound like a drive-thru speaker. Everything that I be spitting is wrong. After I rock, fast forward through the rest of the song. We the monkey wrench, that's gonna ruin your plan. And don't fuck with John Cena, I'm a bad man.
Raise the mic in my hands, I'm a bad man. Even in a fight with my hands, I'm a bad man. Living in the streets all my life, I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man, I'm a bad man. With the mic in my hands, I'm a bad man. Even in the fight with the hands, I'm a bad man. Living in the streets all my life, I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man, I'm a bad man.
We devils, rocking ambient levels. We set loose on the hot tunes and instrumentals. And cast shots one liners, I drop several. Man, I think it's funny you choose. Losing progress or running in place, we making moves. I rip rappers and take responsibility for making future Hall of Famers look third rate. Y'all are not for words like conversation on your first date. Rhyme sheets creep through side streets, loose leaf notepad, that's where rhymes leak. Unsigned man, don't even beg. I got knees slapping track, y'all bruising your leg. You a rhyme writer, buddy man, that's a joke. You ain't worthy of being my secretary man, that's a quote. I flood tracks like cracks and bolts and pussy rappers choked up with their own rhymes and they throw
the mic in my hands, I'm a bad man. Even in a fight with my hands, I'm a bad man. Living in the streets all my life, I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man, I'm a bad man. With the mic in my hands, I'm a bad man. Even in a fight with my hands, I'm a bad man. Living in the streets all my life, I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man, I'm a bad man.
Run up the microphone and feed me, I'm a beast. This season, eight beasts is what I eat. 16, I leave you in the street. My rhymes are sickening and gangrene in both feet. It's spreading up the leg and headed for the head. Your rhymes are wet, diamond proof. Brain corrosion, it's fucking with your chosen clothes. I'm nice with mics, my hands don't break your nose like Mikey Tyson. Fighting in a crime one time, and I shake up the room one time. Boom, to the jaw, your face is a cold type. All the blood and snot, they mix. Jelly on the floor, my love is popping brick. Belly on the floor, I rob you. You soft and you really ain't a problem, I solve you. 357 long nose revolve you. Acid in your face, bad looks dissolve you. I'm a bad, bad man, yeah. Check it out. It's Bumpy Knuckles, baby. And I want you to say hello to the bad, bad, bad.
You walk right into my trap. Now that I have the Chain Gang, no one can stop me.
What about the kids, fool?
I'll destroy the 80s forever.
What are you talking about, Gary?